Hi there. The word for you today is maximize this day. In Psalm 119, verse 24, we have the familiar words of the great verse, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it." You know, God determines the number of your days, but listen to me, you determine how those days are spent. Which is why the psalmist said, "This is the day the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it." When you think about it, yesterday's a cancelled check and tomorrow is just a promissory note. Really, today is all you've got. And you can begin your life over today if you live by these words. Today I will delete from my diary 2 days, yesterday and tomorrow. Yesterday was for learning. Tomorrow will be a consequence of what I do today. Today I will face life with the conviction that this day will never return, that it may be the last opportunity I'll have to contribute, because there's no guarantee I'll see tomorrow. Today I'll be courageous enough not to let opportunity pass me by. My only alternative then will be to succeed. Today I will invest my most valuable resource, and that is my time, into my most important possession, and that is the life God has given me. I'll spend each minute purposefully, making today a unique opportunity. I'll tackle each obstacle, knowing that with God's help I can overcome it. Today I'll resist doubt and pessimism and warm my world with a smile. I'll maintain a strong faith, expect nothing but the best, take time to be happy, see every task as an opportunity to honor the Lord, and endeavor to leave His footprints on the hearts of those I meet. Isn't that a great philosophy to live by? John Boykin wrote, and I quote, "Time is your life. Nothing more, nothing less. The way you spend your hours and your days is the way you spend your life." So today, make the psalmist's prayer your prayer. Lord, help me to maximize this day.